Yeah.
You mentioned that Zagato is a bit harsh in discipline, and I wonder what is the practical side of it in my own thoughts. Is it because the times were a bit evoking the military services, or is it a personal gain or society to be in alignment with the spiritual?
I think different people respond to different forms of encouragement, and different people can respond in different ways at different times. Trying to follow a template is actually maybe not the wisest thing to do. You just follow, just be compassionate and really try to encourage people. And you think, God, they just need to be hit over the head with a 2x4. It's just, you don't get their attention otherwise. So it's circumstances sort of dictate, and personalities dictate. I certainly watched Ajahn Chah. You know, he was a real master at dealing with different people, and incredibly skilled. And sometimes he could be, you could never predict how he would be. You'd think, oh wow, you should be really careful because, Lopo Cha is really going to bite your head off. Then you see him respond in this incredibly kind and solicitous way. And at other times, he'd be a real taskmaster. So there's a certain trust that comes with it. Okay, so somehow they've got a feeling for it. I know for myself, sometimes I don't think it through how I respond to people. I don't have a plan. Oftentimes it's just circumstances elicit something. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
On that topic, there's another sutta in the Majjhima Nikaya. I think it's the shorter discourse on the cowherd simile, which presents almost the same material, but in a very encouraging tone. That you can read them side by side and realize it's not the material, it's the audience.
It's the people who he's teaching. Oftentimes, he's really responding to people. That's where it's really helpful to have these suttas that are, to a certain degree, they tried to keep everything. Like you read Mahayana suttas, and the Buddha's astounding, and lights are going off, and different universes are being awakened and enlightened, and everything's incredibly fantastic. But there's a flavor to it that is consistent. Whereas in the Pali suttas, there's not that same consistency. I mean, there's a consistency in terms of the Four Noble Truths, Eightfold Path, dependent origination, but the flavors, there's multi flavor.